So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf taught, Ad kamer toila ad kegrir shel pul. A woman that finds a kesem the size of a bean is tahar because it attributes this amount of blood to one machailis, a louse, which yields this amount of blood. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes in the case of nimtza le kegris v'oid, v'oisa oid ritzufa by machailis. She found a kesem that was larger than a gris, but there was a louse stuck to the additional portion. Chanina says she is tummy because kitalia b'kegris, b'kegris v'oid lo italia. We only attribute the blood to a machailis if the total kesem is a gris, but not where it is more than a gris. While Rabbi Yani holds she is tahar because hecha the ritzuva by machailis, mucha milsa dahai v'oid da machailisu, pashli kegris, kivin the ba'al matalia, hachanami talia. Since it was a louse stuck to it, this indicates that the additional blood came from this seen machailis, and we can attribute the remaining gris to another unknown machailis as we do with all stains in the size of up to a gris. The Gemara proceeds with two statements of Rava. Amar Rava, nimtza le min echad, toila bay kama minin. If a woman found a red stain on her garment in an area that is not subject to ksamah, we can therefore assume that this stain to be from another source. She can attribute even a black stain on an area that is subject to ksamah to this other source. Because kihecha denitna le hay mina, hachanami hava le minachrini. Just like the red stain came from another source without her knowledge, so too the dark stain came from another source without her knowledge. Or, ikudamri amar rava, nisaska b'min echad, toila bay kama minin. She did work with a red stain, she can attribute even a black stain. And the Gemara explains that this refers to where this asker b'tana gil is to isbo kama minei dama. She worked with a hen whose blood has many shades. However, otherwise, the Braisa rules nisaska b'adam ein toila b'shacha. One who did work with a red stain cannot attribute a dark stain. Mishnah continues, v'toila b'bno oy b'bala. A woman that finds a kesem can attribute the blood to her son or her husband. And im yeshba maka, v'yechei legaleya o lohoitzi dama reza toila. She can attribute the kesem to a dry wound that can reopen and bleed. And ma'isa b'isha acha shabas lafnei Rabbi Kiva amar lo b'isi kesem amar lo shem amaka heisabech amar lo hein v'chaisa amar lo shem yichay ligalei lo heitzi dam amar lo hein v'tar Rabbi Kiva. There was such an incident of a woman that had a kesem and she had a wound that can reopen and bleed. Rabbi Kiva ruled that she is tar. Ra tamid mistaken zebezeh amar lo ma'ad avakasha b'neichem shalom amar chacham ha'ad avalahachmer elo lahakal. When Rabbi Kiva noticed the surprised look of his students, he told them that since the Tumah of Kesem is only midrabanan, we go lekula to be taila in other sources where possible. The Mishnah concludes, Eid shehu nasin tachas akar v'nimta lav dam, ogl tahar mashach tameh divi Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik. If a woman did a bedikah with a cloth, put it under her pillow, and when she checked it later in the morning she found blood, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik says if the blood was round, she is tar, because dam nida usually does not come this way, but if the blood was elongated, she is tameh. Hadnulach Haray Kesem, where Berchshim completed the 8th parak of Maseches Nida, and will now begin the 9th parak, Ha'isha She'oisa Be'ezus Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'isha She'oisa Tzrecha V'ras Adam. If a woman urinated and saw dam in the bowl, there is a possibility that it is dam Nida, and she is there for tummy, or that it is dam Maka, blood from a wound in the urinary tract, and she is there for tar, and there is a machlekes. Remeir holds, and Maimeda is Tameya, V'myeshev is Tahira. If she was standing while urinating, she is tummy, but if she was seated while urinating, she is tar. Or Biesi holds Benkech or Benkech Tahira. Even if she was standing, she is tar. The Gemara first elaborates on Remeir's opinion. I made this to Meir because Meir Aglaim hadru lemakar v'aisi dam. Since while standing she cannot urinate without a stream, the contained urine backs up into the makar and mixes with dam nida. While Yeshev is Tahira, but only if the following two conditions are met. B'meznekes, if she urinated with a stream, she is tar because the urine comes out forcefully and does not back up into the makar. This eliminates the possibility that dam came out together with the urine. However, b'sheises is tameya. She urinated without force. She's tummy because the contained urine backs up into the makar, and dam possibly came out with the urine. And b'yeshevis al svas asafel umeznekes b'teich asafel v'nimtza dam b'teich asafel. Only if she was seated at the edge of the bowl and she found dam in the bowl, she's tar. This eliminates the possibility that dam nida came out after the merig lime, because asvasa safali boyle lishtakuche. If dam nida came out after the merig lime, this dam should have landed on the edge of the bowl and not inside the bowl, because dam does not come out with force. However, be yeshevis b'teicha safal tameya. If she was seated over the middle of the bowl and found dam in the bowl, she is tameh, because dilma busted the tamumaya asa dam. There's a possibility that dam nida came out after the merig lime. Or Biesi holds Benkech Benkech Tahira. Even if she was seated over the bowl, she's tar, because we assume the dam came from a wound, and there's no concern for dam from the makar, because dam nida does not come out while urinating. The Mishnah proceeds with a second machlekes. Ish v'isha she'asa tzrechein l'teich asafel, v'nimtza dam alamayim, Biesi mitar, v'b'shimim mitame. If a man and a woman urinated into the same bowl, and they found dam in it, Rabbi Yisi holds, as before, that the woman is tar because dam nida does not come out while urinating. Or Rabbi Shimon holds she is tamei because she ain't derech ish lo hitzi dam ele shecheskes dam min the isha. A man does not usually release dam while a woman does release dam nida. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes in Remeir's opinion regarding ish v'isha imdin. If both man and woman urinated and the woman was standing. V'yechanan says that Remeir agrees with Rabbi Yisi that she is tahira because only in the previous case of an isha by herself does Remeir hold isha imed is tameya because chad sveka, there's only one suffix whether the dam came from the makar or not. But in the case of ish v'isha imdin tahira because svek sveka, there's a double suffix. Perhaps the dam came from the man. And even if the dam came from the woman, perhaps the dam did not come from the makar. While Rish Lakish says that Remeir agrees with Reb Shimon that she is Tamei, even in the case of Ish V'isha Eimdin, because according to Remeir, this is not a Svek Sveka, because Hadr L'Makar Ba'aisi Dam is a certainty. The Gemara proceeds to inquire, what would Reb Shimon hold in the first case of Ish Yeshevis, if there was only a woman and she was seated? Perhaps Reb Shimon holds only in the case of a Med that she is Tamei, because the Dachik La'alma Hadr L'Makar Ba'aisi Dam. Since the urine is contained, it backs up to the Makar. But in the case of Yeshevis, she is tar because there is no such concern. Or perhaps Reb Shimon holds even Yeshevis Temeya, and even Leidachik La'alma, Hadr L'Makar Ba'aisi Dam. I think Mark concludes with a brisa that there is a three-way machlekes. Remeir holds Yeshevis Toiloi Medes Eina Toila. Reb Yisi holds Benkech Benkech Toila. Or Reb Shimon holds Benkech Benkech Eina Toila. The Gemara proceeds to inquire, what would Reb Shimon hold in the case of Ish V'isha Yeshvin, if there was a man and woman, and the woman was seated? Perhaps Reb Shimon holds only in the case of Ishi Yeshevish Tami because the Chad Safik, we know the Dam came from the Isha, and there is only one Safik whether the Dam came from the Makar or not. But Reb Shimon agrees in the case of Ishvi Isha Yeshvin she's Tar because Svek Sveka, there's a double Safik. Perhaps the Dam came from the man, and even if it came from the woman, perhaps the Dam was not from the Makar. Or perhaps Reb Shimon holds even in the case of Isha Yeshvin she's Tami. The Gemara concludes with a proof from Reb Shimon's statement, Cheskes Dam Min the Isha, which implies, Loishna Imdin, but Loishna Yeshvin.